Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Actors, authors, musicians, it's conversation. It's what we do. Arrow.net, ARROE.net. Let's do it. Let's play it forward. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 322 is with actor Aidan Quinn from the four-part miniseries The American Guest on HBO Max.
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Theodore Roosevelt is such a huge part of our life because I grew up in the state of Montana, and that state was next door to us, and it's just unbelievable what kind of power he had in our lives.
Oh my God. Yeah. He loved the West. Oh. He loved the West. He advised every single American to spend time in the West, you know?
What would you say that he was an adventure artist? I mean, it just seems like he never stopped exploring.
No. He had a thirst for life. He read 1 to 3 books a day. He was a boxer. I mean, there's nothing he didn't do. He wrote 36 books. He loved poetry. He loved history. He was a rough rider. He was a horseman. I mean, a general, a colonel. What didn't he do? It's amazing.
So how did you prepare for a role like that? Because, I mean, you really take him on very well.
Well, you drown yourself in biographies and every kind of archival footage. There happened to be 3 or 4 recordings of his voice. So I would just have them playing on a loop continuously of some of his speeches. When you're in the car, you get Audible for the first time in your life, and you just get the books that you even don't have time to read while you're driving. So, you have to do that kind of work. You immerse yourself. And I was lucky enough to also come across a dentist in São Paulo that helped make me the teeth of Teddy's, Teddy's teeth.
I was so, wondering. That's part of how you really take him on that look.
Yes. I said the first time I saw a big photo of him, I went, the teeth. I wonder if there's a way I could get those teeth made to help me. And they did a great job. And you do all of those things. And I had a dialect coach on the set every day with that very particular patrician mid-Atlantic accent that they all had back then, which was very funny sounding to us. But then, you get used to it. And it was a great honor to play him.
So when you do a 4-part series like this on HBO Max, when you were putting it together, they don't do it in chronological order. Were you doing the fourth, act more than in the beginning, or how did it all come together for you as an actor?
Yeah, no, you can't do it, unfortunately, chronologically, although our director, Bruno Barreto, tried to when he could. But it's all based on the location. So if the location was you're shooting parts of the first episode and the parts of the third episode in the same location, you just have to have done your homework and know exactly where you are. And so does the costume department, and how much sweat and grime and the wear and tear on the costume. It's a jigsaw puzzle. So, we got to shoot in the Amazon, which is probably the most difficult place to shoot. I did a movie there 30 years ago. I promised my wife the movie was A Play in the Fields of the Lord, that I would never go back to do a movie. Although I love the Amazon, it's just shooting a movie there is very, very difficult.
Well, I love the way that HBO continues with their quality, because they are the masters at creating shows like The American Guest, because, and bringing it to the people in the way that it's up close and personal, like the way that they do it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, a great pleasure. I got to do a thing called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, which was another huge saga with HBO some 10 years ago or more, maybe now. They're the best. They're the best at doing this kind of work, and we're happy to have them.
So when you did Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, did you read that book? Because that was a very powerful set of words and paragraphs.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I actually read that book in high school.
Wow.
And did a huge report on it for my history exam. So I knew that book fairly well from back then. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because, you know, being out there in Montana and all that kind of stuff, I mean, because in order for all of that to happen, it took so many different nations to come together to really, you know, bring this story together and the actuality of it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So now...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, continue, please.
Go ahead. No.
I was going to say, so now on your journey, if you go out to Mount Rushmore, now that you've been Theodore Roosevelt, what does that change the view of that beautiful piece of earth?
Oh my God! Yes. I mean, I've never had the pleasure of being in Mount Rushmore. I've been in, you know, the Dakotas and that far away. We did Legends of the Fall above Montana and Calgary and in Alberta, but I was at the Natural History Museum for a premiere the other night, and there's a statue of Teddy Roosevelt sitting. Anytime I see anything with Teddy Roosevelt, I just literally have to stop and bow. I mean, because we owe so much to him in America, for our national parks, for the Grand Canyon, for what he did in, you know, saving 260 million acres and really being the first, you know, environmentalist that made us realize how crucial it is to take care of nature.
And don't you think that's the reason, maybe, that in long-term form, that this is the reason why we needed The American Guest? Because we can't forget. We can't forget those that were here before us, because we seem to be that nation that seems to be going in that direction.
Yes. Yeah. Not only that, but there are other things. You know, it was extraordinary to me that there were magazines which farmers all over, people all over rural West, South, Midwest, would read these 20-page articles about muckraking, about exposing the ills of the J.P. Morgans and some of the industrialists that were shamefully taking advantage of workers working 14-hour days and all that kind of stuff. So it was a time where, you know, Teddy Roosevelt could show up in a rail station anywhere in America, and there would be thousands of people listen to him talk for 2 hours. You know, I would like to see us generate that kind of interest in our daily lives again. You know, we're so medicated by the internet and the phone, you know, that it's hard. We don't have the attention span.
You're absolutely right about that. Well, congratulations on this 4-part series on HBO Max, dude. You nailed it, and hopefully you're getting ready for your acceptance speech for something in the future because of this.
Oh, well, that would be very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
You bet. You be brilliant today, okay, sir?
Okay, you too. Take care.